Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on GoToDobbs.com today.
Tanner Hendricks and I'm Brandon Kiley. If you missed it earlier, we are celebrating the life of Chris Duncan here on 101 ESPN throughout the day today. Today would have been his 40th birthday, and we continue doing so with his former teammate Ryan Ludwig. He's joining us via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line. Ryan, we always appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
BK, Alex, what's up, man? I'm doing great, man. I just want to say thanks for what you guys are doing today, man. This is a pretty cool deal you're doing for Dunk.
No, it's awesome, man. We always enjoy doing it. He was a teammate of ours. I know he was a teammate of yours, and we miss the guy every single day. Luddy, when you think of Dunk, though, what is the first thing that comes to mind for you? Because I remember, I mean, I was listening to the morning show today, and they were talking about it as well. It's just the smile, the facial expressions that he had, the laugh, it all comes to mind. But for you, what is it that immediately jumps to mind?
I mean, it's kind of funny because I was thinking about it, and there's four words that really came to my mind when it comes to describing Chris for me. And one is, you know, he was vulnerable. He was always vulnerable, you know, like he was never afraid to make fun of himself to make other people laugh, you know. And obviously, another word that comes into place is funny, right? And that's what I just was talking about there. And the faces, I got faces written down. And ultimately, I mean, he was just a great teammate. You know, he was one of those guys that, you know, in the clubhouse, it didn't matter about how well he was doing. Now, don't get me wrong. He really wanted to perform and, you know, he wanted to be the best big leaguer he could possibly be. But at the end of the day, a team win was the most important thing. He was one of those guys, you know, always about clubhouse guys that kept it loose and made it fun.
Ryan, I'm curious. I want to follow up on that faces comment because I never had the pleasure to work with Dunk. I only was able to listen to him on the radio, and I was a huge fan. And, of course, he passed before I got here at 101 ESPN. Tell me a little bit more about what comes to mind when you wrote down the word faces with Chris Duncan.
Just a goofy bastard, you know? Like,
it's the perfect way to phrase it. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, just a goofball, you know? Kind of like the class clown, you know. You'd be out there in left field during batting practice, and you know you're trying to work on fly balls, and he'd run in front of you and yell out a word and make a funny face at you, and he'd just be like, "Dude, what? Like, come on, Doug, what are you doing, man?" And he'd just make you laugh. It was constant laughter.
You know, Ryan, I would imagine that's part of the reason why that team was so successful when you have a guy like Chris Duncan. I mean, I've talked with baseball players before, and they always talk about the grind of a season, and, you know, you go through the dog days of the summer. You got to have guys that keep clubhouses light, and it sounds like Chris Duncan was the ultimate guy to have in that clubhouse.
100%. You know, and I think a lot of it, it goes to his background with his brother. You know, they grew up in a clubhouse, and, you know, they had a dad that, you know, was in the game for a really long time. And they just, for them, it was, you know, for a lot of guys who come up and get to the show, it's like, holy cow, like, I'm in the show. And for them, I feel like it was, because they were always around it, it was just life, you know, and there was no pressure, and it was fun, and they were both really good at, you know, I never played with his brother Shelly, but I've heard a lot of stories about him. They were both really good at just like keeping it light because that's what they were used to, and yeah, 100%, like huge value to that team.
We're talking to Ryan Ludwig, former Cardinals outfielder, and Chris Duncan's teammate. He's joining us here on 101 ESPN. Ryan, one of the words that you used to describe him was vulnerable, and I think that's a great one as well. He used to talk all the time on the air about his adventures in the outfield and how he was not trained as an outfielder. He was a first baseman, but when you play for the Cardinals in the early 2000s, well, Albert Pujols plays first base, so you're not going to be playing first base. And a little while ago, about an hour ago, we were talking with Aaron Miles, and he said he remembered a story from the 2006 World Series where the night before a game, Dunk was in his hotel, and they were watching some of the highlights, and the Buckner play came across the screen, and Dunk looked over at Aaron Miles and said, "Turn it off, we're going home, I don't want to watch that," because he was thinking of himself in the outfield. When you think back to Dunk playing the outfield, are there any stories like that that come to mind to you that kind of show that vulnerability that he always had?
Yeah, he used to always talk about, I mean, you know, the Blues might have been smarter drafting him than the Cardinals, because he used to always talk about how he'd be on skates in the outfield. he was always a wreck out there. He's always a nervous wreck, and, you know, talking about how he's on ice skates, and he'd always talk about his routes and, you know, the big crowds and you know, he you could totally see him being like that Canseco guy where he took one off the head and went over the fence, even though it never happened. But yeah, he was always a wreck out there. It was pretty funny.
Ryan, I'm curious because a lot of fans that are listening know Chris Duncan, his post-playing career here on 101 ESPN as the show host with Anthony Stalter. When he was a player, did you look at Chris Duncan and say, oh yeah, this guy's going to be in the media at some point in his post-playing career?
Well, no, to be honest, I didn't. Now, can I see it happening, you know, after the fact? 100%, because he's one of those guys, you talk about clubhouse guys, right? Like,
yeah.
He was that guy on the team that could probably tell a story better than anyone else on that team, you know? Some people just have a knack for being able to make stories a little bit more vivid and a little bit more funny and perk someone's ear up or get someone's attention, and that was Chris. Like, when he was talking and he was telling a story, everyone was listening. And, you know, when you guys are on the radio, that's why you're on the radio. You guys are good at what you do. People want to listen. So, yeah, I mean, it goes hand in hand, in my opinion. And, you know, he did a great job over there, and it doesn't surprise me at all.
Ryan, I wanted to one follow-up question for you on Dunk, and we always talk about the character that he was and how vulnerable, as you said, that he was. He was also a heck of a baseball player, man. I mean, you look back at his 07 season in particular, 21 homers, 70 RBI. He had a heck of a year that year. What was it like playing with him when he was at the peak of his performance, especially in that 07 season for you, but he was great in their run in 06 as well?
Yeah, you talk a lot of power, you know, he was a big dude. Dunk was what, 6 foot? I want to say he was 6'4", 6'5".
Yeah.
And he wasn't a small guy by any means. And you know, he had that, you know, that big lefty swing, you know, if he was, you know, hitting the ball to the pull side, he was hitting it a long way. And, I think anyone, obviously, you talk about it, and I talk about this with my son a lot. Like, it's an elite group. I mean, less than 20,000 people, you think about, you know, since the history of baseball, it's a small group. And to get there and play there, let alone one day, you know, you get there and you play there for 5 years, and those guys, you know, the Pujolses and the Barry Bonds and the Yadier Molinas and the Adam Wainwrights, these guys that do it for 15, 20 years, you know, it's incredible. But yeah, Dunk was a great player, and to do what he did, that's tough to do too, right? Like, you're not an outfielder, and to make that transition at, you know, the elite level, the highest level in the world, it's tough to do, but he did it.
You know, Ryan, you talked about how it was just kind of like a family mentality for those guys to be able, and they were around clubhouses 24/7. I'm curious, as a teammate, what was that like watching Chris Duncan play and having his dad with him on a daily basis for the Cardinals?
It's an interesting dynamic, right? I mean, I couldn't imagine it. I couldn't imagine it. But I think for him, you know, at times it could have been uncomfortable. You know, I mean, I know for me, if my dad was coaching the team, you know, I wouldn't want any favoritism or anything, and that's the last thing Chris would want. But, you know, the story that I don't know if that people talk about it, but, you know, talking about that whole family deal and those guys growing up, the thing that really sticks out to me right now in my head is, you know, Chris would talk about him and Shelly, and I'm sure people have heard it on this radio before, or you guys have heard it, but, you know, them growing up in Oakland, he was like, man, like, we'd come in there, and we were like little rugrats in the locker room, and we'd have our wiffle ball and our wiffle ball bats, and we'd be blasting balls off people's lockers, and these players would be getting pissed off, like Ricky Henderson or whoever it was, you know, would be all fired up because you got two little rugrats and they're running around. But, like, that's just, I mean, that's how they grew up. And you know, I kind of envy that. I think it's kind of awesome. And you know, for them to actually do that and get to the show with a dad being a coach in the show, I mean, that's pretty rare.
Talking to Ryan Ludwig here for just another couple of minutes on 101 ESPN. Ryan, I did want to ask you a little bit about your career, if you don't mind, because we were talking about this before you came on. I mean, you look back at that 08 season that you had, and we have talked in St. Louis so much over the last few years, really, about that 100 RBI guy, right? They've been missing that. They haven't had one since Matt Holliday back in 2012. And so anytime we mention it, of course, your name comes up because the only three guys for the Cardinals in the last 15 years that have had at least 100 RBI are Holliday, Pujols, and Ryan Ludwig. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, you think back to 2006 and where you were and then how it kind of worked for you here in St. Louis and your career just takes off. What was that time like for you? How did things click for you once you got to St. Louis?
Well, I think they always clicked. I mean, if you look back at my minor league, I mean, I had 100 RBIs my first full year in the minor leagues. I had 100 RBIs my second full year in the minor leagues. I had 100 RBIs the year before I came to the Cardinals, I think, in AAA, or right around 100. And I had 97 or whatever the year after 2008 and 2009. But, you know, just injuries, you know. I think that's the one thing I look back at my career. I wish I wouldn't got hurt as much as I did. You know, and the timing was right. I was ready. I just, you know, got an opportunity, and it happened to be, you know, I took advantage of the opportunity. You know, if Preston Wilson doesn't get hurt, you know, maybe I don't get that call up and none of this ever happens. And maybe I'm playing in Japan. You never know. So, you know, just, you know, you can't look back on too many things. I feel blessed to have that opportunity. Obviously, I think I could have had a better career if I didn't get hurt as much. I mean, if I didn't have the seven surgeries I had over my career and the strained hammies and strained calves and all that stuff. But, you know, I think I attribute that to just playing the game hard. I think that's the thing I really, really, and that's one thing I want to say about Dunk is that dude, that's what I loved about him. And I think why we got along so well is because every day we took the field, we were leaving it all out there no matter what. And he did that every single day. And he was a tremendous player in that aspect. So, yeah, I mean, just a magical year. Love St. Louis. Pulling for the Cards still, even though I'm, you know, I was part of the organization, not in it right now, but love the organization, and it was just a magic time. Yeah,
Ryan, I think I heard this about you. Correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm not mistaken, from what I understand, you're a big fan of Dylan Carlson's game. What do you see from him that has impressed you, and what is it about his game that you think? I mean, we've seen it this year at the big league level; it's really come together for him. What is it that makes him special out there?
So you think about, like, the thing I saw when he came to our organization was just, you know, coach's son, switch hitter, swings from both sides of the plate differ a little bit, you know, but he's the same type of thing, right? Like, I fell in love with him because he reminds me of, like, a Dunk, right? Like, the dude shows up to the ballpark every single day ready to work, ready to grind it out. And I'll never forget when I was working in the organization, he came in to the clubhouse one time. He was struggling and early in the season. It was, I don't know, probably a month and a half into the season down there in Palm Beach, which, as you guys know, it's not the easiest place to hit. And you know, we had a nice long talk in the clubhouse, and you could just see the look in his eyes, and you knew the swing was going to work. You saw the athleticism, and it just took him a little bit of time to, you know, have that little breakout year and build some confidence. But there's no doubt about it. I mean, he's got superstar written all over him, and it's just a matter of, you know, continue to put in the work and the time, and believing in himself. And if he does that, he's going to, I mean, the sky's the limit for that kid.
That's awesome. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for hopping on with us today, man. We always enjoy being able to talk with you, especially when it's about our friend Chris Duncan. All the best to you and the family, and we'll talk with you again soon, my friend.
All right, fellas. You guys have a great day. Thanks for having me on. And once again, man, this is pretty cool what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot of people out there thanking you for it.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Thanks, we appreciate you saying that. That's Ryan Ludwig, former Cardinals outfielder, Chris Duncan's former teammate, joining us here on 101 ESPN. And as I mentioned earlier, we are selling the Chris Duncan Dunctionary t-shirts once again. And if you haven't got one yet, you got about 2.5 weeks to do so. Check the full details on that out at 101ESPN.com. I know I'm wearing mine today, my old one. We got the Chris Duncan CD16 on my front chest. And if you have the last one, like I do, this one's different. It's not the same shirt, so you'll be able to get this one. You can get a couple of them that you can wear throughout the week. So check that out at 101ESPN.com. 65780 is the Air Comfort Service tax line. Questions and answers coming up next.
He's going to be throwing frozen nuggets out there.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Now just $399 after mail-in rebate. Limits apply. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.